The lawsuit was filed on behalf of a group called Wisconsin Voters Alliance, which tried unsuccessfully to block millions of dollars in grant funding to help run the election. Its attorneys include Eric Cardall, a past officer for the Republican Party of Minnesota. The lawsuit argues there were tens of thousands of illegal votes cast in Wisconsin, raising some of the same complaints as President Donald Trump's campaign about indefinitely confined voters, among others. The only remedy, the lawsuit argues, is to throw out all the votes and have the legislature select Wisconsin's presidential electors instead. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, whose office is defending the state, says the lawsuit is trying to disenfranchise everyone who voted. Call says his office will make sure the state's electors are chosen by the will of the voters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.